This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Native grasses and alfalfa have very little in common. How they grow, when they grow, and how they are harvested is usually pretty different. But the one thing they do have in common is they both need a rest period in the fall to recharge the carbohydrate reserves going into winter. Generally, cattle are pulled off native grasses in this area about the end of August to the beginning of September. This allows natives to have at least 6 weeks of regrowth and carbohydrate recharge before the first frost. Similarly, the fall cutting of alfalfa is generally suggested not to be past mid-September in this area to allow 6 to 8 weeks of regrowth and carbohydrate storage before the first hard freeze. Alfalfa doesn't mind frost, but will freeze down at temperatures in the mid to low 20s. Many publications say that native grasses can be grazed once more after the first frost, and alfalfa can be harvested the last time after the first hard freeze. However, and this is something many publications might not tell you, you technically don't have to wait until the killing frost or freeze before the last harvest. You just have to wait until it's cold enough. With few enough growing degree days left, the plant isn't going to spend any more carbohydrate reserves growing this year. It varies from year to year, but there's a week or two window before the first frost of native or freeze in alfalfa, where both everything has gone into dormancy and all the carbohydrates needed have already been stored in the crowns. The carbohydrate recharge also depends on if the native or alfalfa has had plenty of time, and importantly, soil moisture, to fully recharge the crowns. Sometimes the problem with waiting until the first frost or freeze is the quality and the timing. Quality, because native grasses have low quality shortly before the first frost, and even likely less after. Alfalfa goes down fast after the first hard freeze, and there is only a few days of a harvest window. Timing is an issue, because you never quite know when that first frost or hard freeze will actually happen. Research from the Bressner Pasture near the Yates Center showed that early season stocking and then late season grazing on native had little effect on next year's growth, but the study didn't specify the frost date. It did, however, mention that at least 800 pounds of dry grass per acre was needed for a decent burn the next spring, and similar studies showed that forage quality in the fall is low. Research from Wisconsin mentioned that there's ideally needs to be less than 200 growing degree days left after the last cutting, regardless of the first freeze timing. This shows there is likely little more wiggle room for the final grazing of native the week before the frost, or the final cutting of alfalfa a week before a hard freeze. If you have any questions about grazing native or cutting alfalfa, call Wendy, our livestock agent, or me, the crop agent, at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.